Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA issues a complete response letter to AbbVie for a biologics license application, Regeneron moves to lower patient costs tied to its newly approved gene therapy, and the FDA approves Otermini for OTOF-related hearing loss. The FDA has issued a complete response letter to AbbVie for its biologics license application for trenobotulinum toxin E, delaying the company's planned entry into the competitive neurotoxin market. While the agency did not raise concerns around clinical safety or efficacy, the CRL points to issues tied to manufacturing and chemistry, manufacturing, and controls processes, an increasingly common hurdle for complex biologics. For AbbVie, the setback complicates near-term expansion plans in aesthetics and therapeutics, where botulinum toxin products represent a high-value cash-generating category. Regeneron, meanwhile, is taking a proactive approach to pricing and access, following the approval of its gene therapy, Otermini, announcing plans to lower out-of-pocket costs for U.S. patients and, in some cases, provide the treatment at no cost. The strategy reflects growing pressure on manufacturers to address affordability concerns tied to high-cost, one-time therapies, particularly in rare diseases where upfront pricing can exceed several hundred thousand dollars. Finally, the FDA has approved Otermini, a gene therapy targeting OTOF-related hearing loss, marking a significant step forward in the treatment of a condition with limited therapeutic options. The therapy is designed to address the underlying genetic cause of hearing loss by delivering a functional copy of the OTOF gene, offering the potential for durable benefit with a single administration. The approval adds to the growing pipeline of gene therapies targeting rare monogenic disorders, where advances in delivery technologies are beginning to translate into clinical and regulatory success. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.